Bracha and Chavis Halvavos Monday night, or Lehei Sivan, Tovshinayan Dalit. So in the spirit of what we learned last week, which probably everyone recalls, we're going to learn some Hilchos Yom Tov now. So we're going to learn about Tochein. Tochein, it means to grind something up or to cut it up into very small pieces. It only applies to things that grow from the ground, not necessarily edibles only, but it only applies to Gedulei Adoma, not to eggs or cheese or fish. So on Shabbos, you probably know Hilchos Tchina. On Yom Tov, the halachos are as follows, very briefly, very, very briefly. We're only going to talk about being tochein edibles. That's the only thing that's different because of the melechas ochel nefesh involved. Sometimes it's osur, sometimes it's mutter, and sometimes it's mutter with a shinui. Any type of tchina that's usually done for long range things, for example, grinding up grain to make flour, is osur behechlet. Okay, even if you do it on a small scale, that's osur. Something that's normally done on a larger scale is osur. Something you want to mash potatoes, you want to mash a banana, you want to grate an apple. Something that will lose its flavor if you do it on Erev Yom Tov, then tchina is totally mutter on Yom Tov, and you don't have to do it with a shinui, and you can even use. You can use a grater, you can use a kli that's made, a masher, you can use the kli that's made for it. Again, tchina is mutter on Yom Tov if it's something that's normally done on a small scale, and it's something that if you did it Erev Yom Tov, it would lose its flavor. Then it's mutter, and you could even use a kli hamiyuchad lekach. If it's something that would not lose its flavor, something like nuts, you want to smash nuts, then you cannot do it on Yom Tov. But if you neglected to do it on Erev Yom Tov, then you can do it on Yom Tov with a shinui. So if you messed up and you forgot to make charoses on Erev Pesach, and now you want to smash up the nuts at night for the Seder, so you have to do it with a shinui. Nuts does not lose its flavor. So that's the thing you're not really supposed to do on Yom Tov. You have to do it Erev Yom Tov, but if you didn't, you can do it with a shinui. And then there's a category that if it'll lose some of its flavor, but not all of its flavor, won't get ruined, but it'll be significantly different, then you do it with a shinui on Yom Tov. You can use a kli, do it with a shinui, you can do it onto the table instead of into a bowl, or turn the kli upside down, some sort of significant shinui. So you have mutter with a shinui, and osur. Okay. We continue now with Chavis Halvavis, Shir number 14. We're in the Hagdama, and he said, you know, it has to be that Chavos Halvavos is an absolute obligation. It's not just something that's nice to do. And he says, I figured that out, Miseichel, and Mikra, and Mimesores, which are the three pillars of knowledge. The three maslulim of knowledge. When Aseichel Shomarti, listen to his logic. He says like this: Ki kivor nisbor alonu ki odam mechuber minefesh v'guf. That's pretty clear that a person is made up of a guf and a nefesh, and shnehem mitovos habore olenu. Each of them is a gift from Hashem to us. So logically, we have to use each one to thank Hashem, right? And the Chavis Halvavos' whole view of doing mitzvahs and avodas Hashem is a way of saying thank you to Hashem. So I have to thank Hashem with my guf, but I have to thank Hashem with my neshama, so to speak. And ha'echad nira, and one of the things is visible, evarim, the guf, v'asheni eno nira, but the mind, the thoughts, your character, your attitudes, your values, these are things Hashem grants us to have, but they're not visible. So we have to serve Hashem with the guf and with these things that are not near it. So logically, so he says, Agluya, Chavos Haivarim, he goes through a list, Daka, Tefillah, Tzom, Limud HaTorah, Sukkah, Lulav, Tzitzit, Mezuzah, Makkah, Mimash Yigomer, Mahasei, Wagadei, Chushei, Ha'odom, Hanirim. Okay, now how do you serve Hashem with the not seen things. So that's Cholvos HaLevavos. How you think about Hashem, your attitude towards Hashem. Achavod HaTzvuno Hi Cholvos HaLevavos. V'hu Sheni Yachid HaKel B'Libol Seinu. And he goes through the list that he did a few pages ago. Namin Bo Ubitoroso Nekabal Avodoso Nira Oso Nichna Miponov Nevosh Miponov Niftach Bo V'Sheni Yachid Ma'aseinu Lishmo V'Sheni Zbonein B'Tovosov. To contemplate Hashem's kindness to us. These are the things he listed before. And now he's saying it again as when he's explaining where it comes from. So this is his first realization, so to speak, that Chovos HaLevavos has to be an absolute chiyuv. He says, logic. The logic is, Hashem gave me a guf, Hashem gave me a neshama, a mind, a seichel, a personality. So I have to serve Hashem with each one. The logic of that, which he doesn't speak out, I'm telling you, is because he says, he holds, that's the whole basis of the sefer, is that serving Hashem is our way of saying thank you, of expressing gratitude. So each thing has its thank you. So the guf has its thank you, and that's called Chovos HaEvarim. The levavos, the mind, the attitude, the thoughts, the personality, the values, so they also have to say thank you. The person has to say thank you through them for the gift of having them, and that's emuna, bitachon, yiras Hashem, yichud maise, namin bo, nekabel avodoso, hachno, etc., etc., etc.